You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Holy Church sets forth for our edification the continuation, really, of last week's gospel. Not the same gospel, but a very similar message. And last week we finished the 21st chapter of Matthew. We begin the 22nd this Sunday. And this is the parable of the wedding feast. That wedding feast where people just didn't want to come to the wedding. They had to be compelled. They had to be pushed. And if we are honest, we all have had the feeling about certain weddings the same way, where it seemed like the only way we would get into this wedding is by someone with a spear at our backs. But that's not what the sermon is about. And that's not what the gospel is about. The gospel, if we look at it on a sort of superficial level, same message, more or less, as last week, right? God sent the law, God sent the prophets, God sent his son, and Israel rejected him in every possible way. And this is basically the same message that we hear this week in the gospel. But just as I urged you last week to look beyond the sort of superficial level of the gospel message, I think we need to do that today too. Because there's a very powerful and important message here for us that we need to listen to. Well, the wedding itself is the church. That's pretty clear. If you look at the parable, that there's not really too much question about that. The bridegroom is Christ, right? That makes sense to us. We call him often our heavenly bridegroom. And the people that are compelled to come in, it even says in there, in case you couldn't quite catch it, it doesn't even leave anything to chance. Both sinners and just, right? Both good and bad are compelled to come in to the marriage. It means that in the church, there are both good and there are bad. But what's the thing about the garment? See, we don't really get why does the Lord of the feast look at this guy who doesn't have the right clothes on and cast him out into fire and, you know, some gnashing of teeth and things like this. This is not a fashion statement, brothers and sisters. It's not that he was not wearing the right contemporary clothes or something like that. No. When a wedding was provided in the ancient world like this, not only was the food provided, we're used to that. We go to a reception, you know, there's some small thing that happens before the reception that means nothing, that's the wedding, and then there's the party. Well, in those days, they also provided clothes. So not only were you provided with a meal, but you were provided with clothes that you would wear at the wedding feast. So that's how, when the Lord of the feast comes in and sees this one guy who's not wearing the right clothes, immediately he sticks out. But still, why does it matter? You see, the garment signifies becoming part of the church. We want to become part of the church on our own terms. When it works for us, when it's convenient, you know, and as long as those teachings of the church don't really, go too much against my own personal feelings, which are so much more important, that's sort of the way that we approach the church. We don't really put the garment on. We might take it, we may put it in a drawer, we might even hang it on the wall because it looks real nice there, but we really don't really often put it on. We often are not wearing that garment, which signifies that we are part of the church, that we're wearing the same garment as all of those just and all of those sinners that we see beside us. You see, this man was being judgmental. He didn't want to be counted as part of these other people because, remember, both the good and the bad were compelled to come in to the marriage. So here, he sees all these bad guys, and he's like, I'm not going to wear the same clothes as them. I can't be numbered among them. I have to be different. Individualism is a very important thing to us living in America. That's okay. Individualism has its place. But just as with anything, it can become an idol. anything that we put in front of God can become an idol. We understand that the television can become an idol, because for most of us it's kind of an idol. And, you know, some other things can become an idol, and this can, and entertainment, whatever. But we don't really think about it in this way, that we let ourselves almost become idols by setting ourselves apart. Individualism becomes something like, well, I can't go there. Like, sometimes you hear people say, I can't go to the church because all are holy people there. This is obviously someone who's never been to the church. But anyway, the people say this, right? And then there are other people who say, well, you know, one time I saw someone with a cross on spanking his child, and therefore that person is a hypocrite, and therefore all Christians are hypocrites, and therefore I will never go to the church. Okay. Like, both of those extremes really are looking just for an excuse not to come. But that can help us to understand that it's good. Each person is an individual. Each person will answer to God for his own life. But when we become Christians, we become part of the body of Christ. And if we don't put on the garment, we're not part. Now, this is all symbolic. Nobody's going to check what you're wearing. That's not the point. The point is that this person was cast out of the wedding feast, cast into darkness, into wailing, gnashing of teeth, into great torment, because he refused to humble himself and to become an organic member of the church. To put aside his old man and to put on the new man, as St. Paul talks about, that is, the Christian man. So, brothers and sisters, it's true that this parable is basically just like about the same thing as last week, about the history of the Old Testament and why it's important that we be good stewards of the law of love that God has given to us, and that we not fall as our Old Testament brethren did. But that's just the surface. I'm asking you today to reflect a little bit on your garment. Do you put on that garment that the man at this wedding refused to put on? Do you number yourself among Christ's disciples, even though there are some of us here who are maybe not quite as far along in this spiritual hospital? We have to understand that this is a spiritual hospital. This is a place where spiritually sick people come, right? The Lord said that it's the sick who need a physician, not those who are healthy. We are here to struggle against our sins, but we are here to support each other and not to deny that we are part of this organism, which is the body of Christ. So brothers and sisters, put on the garment. Tie it on tight. Don't deny that you are Christ's under any circumstances. And understand that we are all here struggling to become healthy, become spiritually healthy. If we understand that, then we will never be tempted to take off the garment, to think that we are better than our brother, that because our brother sins, therefore we can't be numbered among our brother. This separateness is a great temptation. Remember, we are saved together and we perish alone. Don't perish alone. Be part of the community and help yourself to save your soul. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.